Hello everyone, Miss Jean here. This summer, there's an amazing event taking place just up the road from where we are in Gillette, Wyoming. It's the International Pathfinder Camporee. Now, the Camporee is an incredible opportunity to exercise your faith and to grow closer to God. And here's some good news. You don't have to wait to exercise your faith until August. There's a Bible study challenge going on right now. It's your chance to study the Bible and earn a free collector's pin too. So join the Bible study challenge today at BibleStudyChallenge.com. Hi, I'm Miss Jean. Now, do you remember why Jamie Gadget and Dr. Simon moved to Discovery Mountain? Well, yes, that's right. They moved to be closer to Mr. Simon, while Jamie's dad, Chaplain Simon, serves overseas. Now, Jamie and her mom, Dr. Simon, they talk to him regularly. And sometimes, while they're on the phone, they can hear what's going on in Chaplain Simon's world overseas. And sometimes they feel like they're right there serving alongside him. Now, Dr. Simon is on the phone with him now. I wonder what kind of adventure she'll overhear today. Let's listen in for another Discovery Mountain mini adventure. Come on, let's go.
So, then you won't believe what Jamie did.
Oh no, what's that girl up to now?
This is actually a good thing. After Kayla put the rice in the cafeteria...
Wait, they used rice for their art project?
Yes! And when Kayla put the rice bag back in the cafeteria, it tipped over.
Oh no, rice everywhere?
Yes!
What did Reader say when he saw it?
He didn't see a thing. Kayla had to go to class, and so Jamie cleaned it all up.
By herself?
Yes, every last grain.
So, we owe Discovery Mountain Academy a replacement bag of rice now?
Yes. Jamie's gonna pay for it. Hey, hon, what's going on over there?
Just another day in the desert. The men are moving the old tables from the mess hall to the barracks.
Oh, you're getting new tables, finally.
Yes, Dr. Simon, no more splinters from the old tables.
Well, that's good. But splinters are not the worst of my worries for these boys.
Yes, I know, but... Oh, no, not again.
What is it? Are you in danger?
No, the only danger here is O'Sullivan's driving.
What's happening?
O'Sullivan got the truck stuck in the sand again. Can you hold for a minute, hon?
Sure. Are you going to go help push the truck out of the sand?
No, this is an M923 that O'Sullivan brilliantly managed to get stuck in the sand.
Oh?
Yeah, this truck weighs 5 tons. It's going to take a little more than a push. O'Sullivan, get your foot off the gas.
Go help him. I'll wait.
Thanks. Be right back. Robinson, get out from under that truck. Do you want to get run over?
Oh, dear.
Men, stop trying to push that truck and listen up.
Men, they're just boys.
Here's how we get this M923 out of the sand. Pay attention. You need to learn to fix this for yourselves.
Yes, when they're out in the middle of the desert, he won't be there to help them.
O'Sullivan! Put the truck in neutral, but don't turn it off. Good. Maldonado, open the hood. There we go. Good. That'll keep the engine from getting too hot.
He's so smart.
Robinson, over here. Watch what I do and repeat this on each tire. Let the air pressure out just a little. Let the tires go just a little flat. They'll grip the sand better that way.
Really? Huh.
Okay, Robinson, stop. Don't let all the air out. Lewis, did you see what he did? Good. Do the other side of the truck. All right, I might regret saying this, but O'Sullivan, you drive this truck out of the sand. Get back behind the wheel.
Poor O'Sullivan.
O'Sullivan, tap the gas. Gently. Now, turn the steering wheel to the left. Come on, further. Good. Now, quick, turn the wheel to the right. Further. Further. Stop. Now back again to the left. Keep at it, O'Sullivan. Back and forth. Left and right. Easy on the gas.
Come on, O'Sullivan. You can do this.
Keep at it, O'Sullivan. The truck is moving. Easy on the gas. There we go. A little further and you're free. Put the truck in drive. You're out of the sand. Nice work, man. Now go finish moving the new tables in. I want to eat tonight. Ah, sorry about that, Shelley. Another crisis over.
There you are. My hero.
Hero? I don't think so.
You helped those boys, just like you always do.
Well, it's part of my calling.
I know, but you go above and beyond what you're assigned to do as a chaplain.
Not really. I'm here to give everything. Just like Paul and Silas said in 2 Thessalonians, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives because you had become dear to us.
Your men are dear to you.
They're part of my family, just like you and Dad and the girls.
Well, you're still my hero.
All in a day's work over here. All in a day's work.
Well, I felt like I was right there with Chaplain Simon. How about you? Now, he might feel that helping his men, well, that it's all part of his duty as a chaplain, but I agree with Dr. Simon. I believe that chaplains like Chaplain Simon, well, they are heroes. Now, back in Bible times, Paul and Silas traveled everywhere to share the gospel. They often put their own lives at risk, but as the verse that Chaplain Simon mentioned tells us, they were willing to risk their lives. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8 says, "So affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us." Now, I'm so thankful that there are still men and women who are willing to share the gospel and their lives with others. They are real life heroes. Now, I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to a Discovery Mountain mini adventure. Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us at discoverymountain.com and connect with us. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.